Representative Randy Weber rips Belgian gov de moral plan to return terrorists to Iran, warns of more terror. By Joshua Klein on July 4, 2022. Representative Randy Weber, RTX, slammed the Belgian government's plans to return terrorists who planned a major attack in France in 2018 to Iran to plot more terroristic acts in a shameful deal with the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. He further warned it would make Europe and the Americas ripe for more terrorism at the hands of the Islamic Republic. In a video message posted to Twitter on Sunday, Texas Congressman Randy Weber claimed he was shocked to discover that the Belgian government cut a deal with the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism that would return Iranian terrorists to continue to plot more terror. In response, the congressman urged his colleagues to join him to sound the alarm on the arrangement. "I've been involved in fighting terrorism and the aggression of the Iranian regime for a decade in the U.S. House of Representatives. And make no mistake, I'm a strong supporter of a free democratic non-nuclear republic of Iran," he said in a slightly over two-minute clip. Claiming to have been appalled in 2018 to find out the Iranian regime used a diplomatic cover to bring in a powerful bomb to blow up a huge annual gathering in Paris where hundreds of people, including many Americans, could be killed, the congressman said he was pleased to see that a court in Belgium tried and convicted the terrorist, sentencing him to 20 years in prison. "We took this issue very seriously in the U.S. House of Representatives, and 252 of my colleagues co-sponsored H.R.E.S.118, which condemned this act of terrorism and even called for closing down Iranian embassies," he said. Despite his previous satisfaction with Belgium's moves against the terrorists, Rep. Weber described being shocked to discover the Belgian government cut a deal with the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and plans to send Iranian terrorists back to Iran to plot more terroristic acts. "This absurd agreement is now going to the Belgian parliament for approval," he said. "And now we recognize the imminent danger of this so-called arrangement and want to sound the alarm that it must not happen." Urging President of the Belgian Chamber of Representatives Patrick Duhail and all Belgian parliamentarians to reject any language in the bill that would allow terrorists to go back to their terrorist nests, Rep. Weber said that, "You don't get your killer snake. That has attacked you to kill you, only to put it back in the snake pit." He also warned that an approval of the shameful deal will turn Belgium into a safe haven for the Mullah's terrorism. "This is not only wrong, it is immoral, and it will make Europe and the Americas unsafe and ripe for more terrorism at the hands of the Iranian regime," he said, before calling on colleagues from both sides of the aisle to speak out and do everything possible to stop appeasing the Ayatollahs. Last year, a Belgian court convicted Iranian diplomat Assadollah Assadi for plotting a thwarted 2018 bombing of an opposition rally outside Paris and ordered him jailed for 20 years. Assadi, now 50, was attached to the Iranian mission in Austria when he supplied explosives and a detonator for the planned attack in what would have been a bloodbath, according to the National Council of Resistance in Iran, NCRI. After the attack was foiled, he was arrested in Germany in July 2018. Where he was deemed not to be able to claim diplomatic immunity. Three accomplices, dual Iranian Belgians, were given jail terms of between 15 and 18 years and stripped of their Belgian citizenship. Political leader Maryam Rajavi, president-elect of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, NCRI, warned that if the bill is adopted, it will encourage religious fascism in Tehran in advancing its terrorism. "No one in Europe will be safe versus the murderers ruling #Iran," she wrote. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.